This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset, Weekend Edition. About you, but as beautiful as it is outside, this time of the year can be a bit stressful for me. Between my day job, making birthday plans, and helping my children get ready for the upcoming school year, I could use a treat. And I'm sure that you could too. Thankfully, yesterday was National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, and we here at Reset were in full celebration. As every cookie lover knows, there's an art and science to the perfect baked morsel. It has to be soft with just a little crunch. Gooey, but not too sweet. And personally, I pay attention to the size of the cookie. So to learn the dark arts of baking, we brought in a couple of cookie experts to dish on mastering the classic treat. Joanna Fisher is the owner of Twisted Cookie in Forest Park, and Michelle Mansky, kitchen manager at Deflowered Bakery. I'm going to try to ignore the smell of wonderful cookies here while we chat. A chocolate chip cookie, Joanna, it's a top tier dessert, right? It's usually, I think, a pretty reliable crowd pleaser. The kids love it. The adults love it. It's to me, hard to find a bad cookie. What do you say is the top quality that you look for in a chocolate chip or any kind of cookie?
So I like a more traditional chocolate chip, and that's what we do at Twisted Cookie. So it has to be crispy on the outside. It has to be soft in the middle. Mm-hmm. It has to have the correct balance between the chocolate chips and the dough. And it also has to have some sort of substance to it, so it can't be too flat, too fat, in my opinion.
Yeah, and same question for you, Michelle. What do you think makes, a top quality cookie?
That's a great question. For me, a cookie, it's really important to balance the salt as well as the sugar. Right. I have a salt tooth personally as a baker. And I want to make sure every bite has a big old piece of chocolate in it.
Yeah. Your favorite kind of chocolate to have in a cookie, what would you say? Do you go with the semi-sweet? Do you go with dark? Milk?
Oh, I like the dark chocolate for sure. It helps balance out all the sugar, all the sweetness, brings in more deeper notes in the cocoa. Gotta go dark chocolate.
Are you a rebel, Joanna? Do you go with white chocolate?
You know what? I balance it. I mean, I go with semi. I don't like milk because, again, it's too sweet. I do like the semi-sweet chocolate. And, of course, it depends on what cookie you're making. The dark always works well as too.
Yeah. Does anyone have a preference, chunks versus the little kisses?
I like chips, but guess what? Oh. We just did a new one this morning. So we did actually, it's not even in the studio yet, but we just did a banana peanut butter and Butterfinger, and then we put discs of dark chocolate on top. So it just depends what we're doing. But the traditional, for me, I like the smaller chips. And yeah. I know people say, I like the chunks.
Do you agree, Michelle? You're chuckling.
Well, for us, we always talk about feeding your inner child. So the kisses are an important thing to see. It brings up that memory when you were little. You want to see those little kisses on the top, on the sides, inside. That's important for us.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your childhood, I mean, did you bake as kids? What about you, Michelle?
I absolutely baked as a child. I watched my grandmother bake a lot, make breakfast for me every morning, make French toast. It was such an important core memory.
Were cookies her specialty too?
Absolutely. There was always a chocolate chip cookie at grandma's house, or Oreos as well. There was always something sweet for us to have when my mom wasn't looking.
What about you, Joanna?
Hysterical. I baked, but I can't say. We did not have chocolate chip cookies, believe it or not. I didn't discover chocolate chip cookies till I think I went to school and saw it on other people's lunch boxes at the time.
Well, here's the thing. You all brought a bunch of cookies to sample. I cannot wait to dig in, and I don't think we should wait any longer. So,
absolutely.
I'm looking at you first, Joanna, because yours are right next to me. I've got two plates of twisted cookies. Talk about what we've got here.
So you have the traditionals.
Oh, boy.
Well, I brought six different kinds. So
where do you want me to start? Maybe here?
Well, those are our stuffed chocolate chips. So
okay,
wherever you want to go.
Let's work our way up, Joanna. Like it's 11 o'clock here.
Absolutely. So we have traditional there. So we did the traditional chocolate chip.
Okay.
Then you'll see a chocolate chip M&M.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also dip our cookies.
That one looks amazing.
Yeah, in chocolate.
So just like half coated in chocolate. Yep. I'm going to start with your classic, your traditional.
Okay.
First of all, it's like already bending, you know, slightly in my hands, which is a great, great sign.
Hey, you know, I baked those before I got here this morning.
Oh, so they're super fresh too. Ooh, yes. Mmm. Now that's a good cookie.
Thank you.
Talk about your favorite to make and why. I mean, you brought six here for us to try, but it's got to be more fun to make some than others. Maybe the M&Ms because it's so colorful and pretty.
Let me just tell you, that's like the traditional is what we do in the bakery, but we do a lot of different ideas because we turn desserts into cookies. So the chocolate chip we want people to have a nice variety. And then we took the idea that we wanted to go a little further and do something different with them. So that's why we decided to do the stuffed version. So we actually have some other options besides your chocolate chip basic.
Okay, I got to try one of the stuffed before we before we move on. Okay, pick one for me. What do you think? I mean, this one looks pretty interesting.
Oreo's a huge seller,
Oreo,
yes.
Super popular.
And I love the s'more chocolate chip. So I don't think you can go wrong.
Here goes.
I think.
No bad option.
I mean, how stuffed is this stuffed cookie?
Yeah, it's Oreos. We have a whole Oreo right in the center, in the middle, inside.
Mm-mm-mm. I can't even speak. What do you think of these, Michelle?
I had the pleasure of having these cookies just before you had them. They're delicious.
Oh, so you were swapping cookies in the green room?
Absolutely. Talk and shop, eating cookies, not a bad morning for us.
And we actually know each other. That's the funny part.
Oh, I love that. It's a small cookie community here in Chicago.
When we walked in, I said, oh, my God, that's so funny. I know DeFlowered. I was with them. We were in Whole Foods together at one time. Selling out of Whole Foods.
Cool. Well, I mean, I'm curious. Do you have any questions for Joanna, cookie baker to cookie baker, on how these were made?
I love the stuffed cookies. We're always looking for ways to expand our menu and to put a whole Oreo in a cookie. Get out of town.
That's pretty pretty gutsy. Let's move on to your treats here from DeFlowered. Okay, so you've got a nice pretty box here. These look like perfect. Can I just say that? Shape-wise?
Well, we'd love to hear it.
Yes. All right. So can I go ahead and try anyone?
Yes, please do. So everything you have in front of you is 100% gluten-free.
Okay. Wow. Melts in your mouth. And this one has more of a crunch.
Yes.
How do you achieve that?
We bake them a little bit longer, especially today when it's so humid, just to make sure they keep the journey. And then they're 100% gluten-free as well as dairy-free, so they get a nice little crunch on the edge.
Because I imagine it being a challenge to like maintain sort of a consistent texture when baking these cookies.
Absolutely.
I feel like every other batch, if I try this, every other batch would be bad.
I don't think so, but
maybe I don't give myself enough credit.
I'm sure you would do just fine.
What do you think about keeping the consistency?
You know, it's tough sometimes. I mean, we do, but the problem is that there's different aspects on different days to the baking. The oven temperatures vary. The mix can vary. So it's not an easy, like, okay, we made it.
Like, all right.
Yeah, like it'll come out the same every day.
Every time.
No, doesn't. No way.
Yeah, there's some magic there to it. How long did it take for you, Joanna? I mean, you've been doing this since you were a child, or Michelle, rather. How long did it take for you to perfect your chocolate chip cookie recipe, would you say?
I think that I I don't know if there's any such thing as perfect. I learn every day with the job. I'm very lucky that the cookies at Deflowered are already, we're starting off at a very good place.
So
the
good.
Perfect
They're
cookie
so
is something that we're working towards. We're definitely close, but we work towards it every day.
Yeah, and folks are saying upstairs that have already tried some of these cookies. This Oreo cookie is a game changer, Joanna. You're getting rave reviews at WBEZ. I mean, how long did it take for you to perfect this?
Oh, gosh. It takes a while. If the chocolate chip wasn't my very first cookie, so my cupcake cookie was. So the chocolate chip came along later. But you know what? Every recipe, takes a while.
Yeah.
And there's many different trials, and we go through quite a bit before we say, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
We like this. Yeah.
What's the biggest tip for baking cookies without flour, Michelle?
It's very important to try and add in that protein. That's what flour does. It gives structure. So at Deflowered, we work really hard to mimic the gluten structure, that protein that holds everything together, mm-hmm. without obviously adding it. So we've got a lot of...
Is there some trial and error?
There's a lot.
There's a lot. Okay.
There's a few things that have gone into the bin and not into bellies. I'll tell you that.
I mean, tell us a bit more about Deflowered. Why gluten-free?
It was very important for my owner, Johanna. She wanted everyone to feel included. So our motto is everyone has the right to dessert. So we didn't want anyone, any kids, any parents, to not be able to eat, to not be able to have a birthday cake. It really makes you feel like an other.
And as I said earlier, I mean, this is that universal treat, right? You got a potluck, you got somewhere to go. They're like, oh, just bring us a dessert. What do you grab? Some chocolate chip cookies or some fruit or something, right? It's just such a go-to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and tell us a bit about Twisted, Joanna, the origin story there.
So Twisted Cookie started the idea back in 2009. I opened a storefront in 2017 in Forest Park. But the idea behind Twisted Cookie was I wanted to turn dessert into cookies. So the very first thing I did was turn a cupcake into a cookie.
Ah.
So that's our first item. And then I thought, well, if I can do that, I can certainly try, take a look at pies and turn them into cookies. So that is what Twisted Cookie has kind of become known for.
Yeah.
A twist. But I didn't want to leave out the traditional, so of course I brought those in as well. And we do have a storefront, so I mean, I've incorporated one nice aspect is I love cookies that are warm.
Yes.
So at our
me
store,
too.
we give the customer an option to warm their cookies up, and we put ice cream on it.
Ooh.
So we do offer ice cream, and since I had the ice cream, I also then ventured into shakes and sundaes. So we have a lot of options. But who doesn't love a warm cookie with ice cream, right?
Oh my goodness, Joanna, you are fantastic, Michelle. I'm so glad you ladies were able to stop by and bring some cookies and help me celebrate. Michelle Mansky is the kitchen manager at Deflowered Bakery in Andersonville, and Joanna Fisher is the owner of Twisted Cookie in Forest Park. My sweet tooth thanks you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of Reset was produced by Brenda Ruiz, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Meha Ahmed. That'll do it for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Happy baking, and have a wonderful rest of the weekend.